gone vision. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone vision.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't working anymore.
I don't have to work. I got me a piece of Gary.
Cows need milking in the barn.
I have the twins on that detail. They each take a side.
But you just don't give a darn.
Give them 4 bits of cow and hand lotion.
You just never seem to learn.
Man, you taught me.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing. Got your hound dog by your side.
That's old Cindy Lou going with me.
Gone fishing. Fleas are biting at his hide.
Get away from me, boys. You're bothering me. Folks won't find us now because Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross, we gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing.
Bumpo, baby, bumpo, 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 bumpo.
Oh, yeah.
It is Thursday morning, and that means it is time to talk fishing with our early bird fishing guide, Jeff Sundin. We joined him this morning. He's at Lake Cabotogama. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. I hope there's not too much background noise. I'm standing at the dock waiting to get in the boat.
Oh, no. That's giving us some ambiance. I can't hear anything yet. So.
Right. Okay.
How are things been? How's the weather been for fishing so far there?
Well, I would call this, if you like nice, sunny, calm, stable weather, it's ideal. It's been beautiful. But it sure has gotten everybody up early up here. Everybody... It's going on 6:30, and I've been watching boats and listening to boats zip past the cabin here already for like an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody, they're getting up early, and they're heading to the weed patches and trying to catch the fish before the sun gets too high in the sky. Once the, I'd say maybe like 11 o'clock or so, once the sun gets up, the fish are still there, and you can still catch them. But you have to really be determined if you want to root them out of those weed patches. So everyone's trying to catch that early morning bite. So.
And the amount of people, you think that's because what you've been telling us before, that people can't get to Canada to do their normal fishing spots?
That's the word. We're staying at a place called Driftwood Resort, and they're filled to capacity. And Kent and Don tell me that their entire summer has been that way. And it has been for me, too. You get one person canceled because of the COVID crisis, and the next person calls you on the phone trying to find an alternative place, you know, because they can't make their annual trip to Canada. And that's definitely what's been going on here. There's almost no way to get a cabin right now. They've got, like, one or two cabins available sometime in August, and that's it. They're just plain booked. And I can tell by the lake, you know, just looking around, there's people pretty much every stop that we've made would go to move into one bay or another bay. And there's been very few places where there aren't already some boats and some people out fishing. The rest of the other people who aren't fishing, they're tubing and water skiing, and there's a lot of stuff going on up here. So,
well, let's get back to those weeds that everybody's going out to. Tell us a little bit about what you've been finding out there and how you're catching fish.
Well, there have been a few times in my life where I've told people that they needed to slow down their presentation, but I have rarely ever been told that I needed to slow down my presentation. I was moving on the first day, maybe about a half a mile an hour, 0.5, 0.4, kind of cruising along the edge of the weeds with small jigs and night crawlers. And we're watching the guide. He's almost practically sitting still, not moving enough so that you could even perceive it. And he told me I was moving way too fast, going a half a mile an hour. He said you got to slow down to like 0.1 or 0.2. And let me tell you, if you're trying to figure out where the fish are on a 30,000 acre lake and you're only moving at 1/10 of a mile an hour, you're not covering very much territory. So you just have to kind of take an educated guess about which weed patches are going to be the good ones, because they're literally every little corner and every little bay has got a little patch of weeds in it someplace. And so you have to kind of make a guess, look at the map. The best way that I've been able to do it, I've been moving myself up the learning curve by just looking at the chart on my graph. The Lake Master charts are quite good, and what I've done is take the depth. There's a feature that you can set the depth highlight to all show up as a color. So once we realize that the weed patches kind of end at about 8 feet, 7 to 8 feet of water, I just set that color chart so that I can see these little green patches, and then every bay that has one of those green patches on my chart, I can go into that, head to the corner or the little pocket or inside turn, wherever I can see one of those. What's liable to be a weed patch, I move in there, take a look at it quick, and if it is, then we fish it super slow, like I've been almost painfully slow, and each day I learn a little bit more and starting to be a little more productive. I actually wound up catching a few. We caught a few the first day. It was kind of fun, but then yesterday kind of got a little bit better. And I'm anticipating that it'll probably get a little bit better again today as we pick up the tricks and tips up here, you know.
So you haven't been to Cabotogama before. How do you get to know a lake? What advice do you have for people on new lakes?
Well, the best way really to do it, you know, we're lucky because these folks here at the resort also do some of the guiding. And so I was able to get a little bit of help kind of off the bat, at least point in the right direction. You know, it's not too often that anybody is going to take you by the hand and say, here, go to this spot or go to that spot. They're going to give you a couple of general ideas, and that's what happened here. You know, turned me on to the weed patch idea. But also, you know, stop at the bait shop and don't ask. Here's the thing that really makes a big difference is don't go in and ask where to fish and how deep and all this kind of stuff. Just get a general feel for the trend. You know, if you just walk in the store and say, tell me something about, you know, Cabotogama. Do the fish like to go shallow? Do they like to go deep? And you know, kind of keep that information general, but get a little tidbit from everybody that you talk to. You'll be able to start piecing together locations, and then once you've got that in your mind, let's take a whole different example. Let's say you walked into a bait shop up at International Falls right now. They might be liable to tell you that the fish are on the reefs. Okay, well, that's not a ton of information, but at least it tells you, get your map out and check to see where, you know, the greatest number of that kind of structure is, so you can run out there and try to, you know, check a whole bunch of them at the same time, set up a little mail run. That's about really the best way you can do it. And then I cannot emphasize enough, if you haven't got one, they're not expensive. You know, the old days of really having to invest tons of money in electronics are behind us now, and for just a few $100 you can get a chart that will really tell you everything you need to know about the lake. You know, we can see the water hazards, and we can see where the reefs are and the points and rocks, and it's all right in front of me, so I don't have to spend a lot of time worrying about what I'm doing on the lake. I can just kind of go and check and look around and try to be almost as you're just about like you fished the lake before, even though you haven't, because they all got some similarity, and you can pick up on things that you've seen in other places and experiences that you've had on other lakes.
So while we've been talking, what have you been seeing out there at the landing?
Right at the moment, I'm watching one boat pull out. They're leaving the dock, And I've got a mother mallard with about 9 young ducklings swimming right in front of me, almost within reach. And there's another one with 7 or 8 more fully developed. The little ducklings on one side of me and bigger ducklings on the other side of me. And folks are milling around their cabins getting bait. It's kind of typical. It's just a nice little morning on a lake.
That's great.
Yeah. Yep.
Thumbs I know. Up. Hey, Jeff, last week people really appreciated your talk about catching sunnies. That still recommended out there? Get out and look for sunnies?
Yeah, well, the weather has been warm and stable, and even though I'm not close to home right now, I haven't got my hands on the fishing pole fishing for sunfish, you know, over the past few days, but there shouldn't be any reason why that would have changed since last week. You know, that was kind of I would call that the early peak where we were just beginning to see them move out into the deeper weed pockets and stuff like that. And in past years, I've seen that pattern. As long as the weather stays stable, that pattern will go right into the early part of September. So it should be plenty of time for this weekend coming up and really for the foreseeable future, unless we get some kind of dramatic cool down. You know, if the weather cools down hard and fast, that'll change things a little bit.
Well, have a great time on Cabotogama, and we'll check in next week.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thank you.